Let's go right into meditation. Begin by settling the body in its natural state. And as you relax ever more deeply with each exhalation, especially in the evening sessions after a dinner, it's important to maintain clarity. So as you relax more and more deeply, recognize the clarity that you begin the meditation with, and use that as your baseline for introspection. If you feel more lax or dull than you do right now, then apply an antidote. Posture, gaze, even standing up. And bring this balance of relaxation and clarity to know the effortless silence of speech settled in its natural state. You can begin to think of these preliminary practices of settling body, speech, and mind in their natural states as the states you discovered with your morning prayers, with the empowerments from Padmasambhava that purified your identification with being the body, speech, and mind of a sentient being. And having purified that identification, what do you discover? The natural state is not something that you create. It is there waiting to be discovered when you stop doing what is obscuring it. And so now settle the mind in its natural state. This is not the natural state of a sentient being, but the mind's natural state. This is the natural state of mind that you share with Padmasambhava. And from that perspective, rest in stillness and spaciousness of awareness. with no appearances. Rest in resplendent emptiness. Familiarizing yourself with this stillness and spaciousness is just the preliminary to the main practice. So now, shift your interest with intention on the sliding scale simply to allow appearances to flow unimpeded. And as you shift your vantage point, or your, well, don't shift your vantage point. Simply allow appearances to arise within that still, spacious awareness. The emptiness is still resplendent, but now that luminous quality of the mind is illuminating appearances, both objective, subjective, compound appearances. And to maintain the stillness of your awareness means to practice without distraction by the objective appearances, going off wandering with them, and without identification with the subjective appearances. Feel a radical impartiality to whatever appearance arises. Without preferring that it stay, or without preferring that it go. Without clinging to the pleasant or rejecting the unpleasant. The path to single-pointedness begins with recognizing the difference between stillness of your awareness and the movement of appearances. So these attractive and alluring appearances, some of which you are so familiar with, your specialty, can you view them as simply motion? What is to like or dislike about motion? You begin the path to single-pointedness with knowing the difference between stillness and motion. Then you have a simultaneous experience, a unified experience of stillness and motion. You know this motion to be arising within the greater context of the space of the mind. So you're simultaneously aware of both still, spacious awareness and the movement that arises within that. As your awareness remains still, without grasping to these appearances, your temporal and qualitative vividness becomes more and more acute. At first, these objective appearances may be more like silhouettes. And they just become richer and richer in detail as you become more and more familiar with this lucid dream. Then you might recognize that not only do these objective appearances seem to come with subjective appearances, But you can see the subjective and the objective in this compound appearance at the same time, in a single glance. Because these appearances don't last that long. So you're not going to just hold it there and do analysis on it. You have to see what there is to see all at once. So it's like the facets of a diamond. Objective appearance, subjective response to it, associated memories, a sense of I, the subject, the witness, all of it wrapped up into a single appearance that you can see all at once. When you become aware that your mind has been wandering, don't suddenly prefer and rejoice at your recovered lucidity. Now, let the dream flow on. And it is just the slightest touch of lucidity is all that's required to find that sweet spot on the scale of simultaneous stillness and motion.